This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right. On Facebook, Mariah asked, what do you need? Oh, man. Don't do it. Don't do it. What do you need in terms of schooling to become a radio host? I understand I'm probably scaring many people away from radio. One, because I stink at it, and two, because, you know, I'm a physician, and I don't think a lot of people want to go to medical school to become a radio host. She's actually asking for her teenage son. And, I love hearing from mommies out there. And yeah, let me talk to your boy, right? Cause, you know, if he is really aspiring to have a career in radio, he needs to, aspire, to do something else and like quick. Okay, because there's no money in radio. Okay, go. Well, there's no money in medicine either. You know, you got a point there. There's not really, I don't know. You know, create an eBay. That's how you're going to make money. So, you know, it's very interesting because when I first got into radio, I told you guys how I got into radio, right? I didn't sleep with anybody. Everybody thinks I slept my way to the top. I didn't. Because remember, nobody wanted to sleep with me. Okay, you know, you sleep your way to the top when you're sexy, and for me, they were like, please. In fact, if you don't flirt or sleep with me, I'll let you advance. That's more how it was for me. But basically, a lot of times on radio, people, you have to buy airtime. You don't just get to go on air. So it's a, okay, remember, there's two types of broadcasting. Okay, I understand what he wants to ask for, but for me, it was a little different. I didn't go to broadcasting school and then, you know, get hired as a, an assistant and then, you know, work my way up. You know, that's not how it worked for me. For me is, you know, I wanted to do a public service, and radio stations, airtime is very, very expensive. It is. It costs a lot of money to run studios. It costs a lot, et cetera. So I had to, in the beginning, purchase a 1 hour a week because it was expensive to go on air and then be able to, give people free medical advice. And I'm like, you want to know what would be, because I had a budget, you know, and I was taught early on that you always budget for charity. This way, if, you know, a kid comes in, you know, needing money for a sports team, you know, for them to travel to the game, you know, you could give them $50 or whatever and not, you know, have to say no because you already have that in your budget. Or if you want to do a big donation to, let's say, Nevada Blind Children's Foundation or Leukemia Lymphoma Society, et cetera, you know, you have that budgeted. And so, unfortunately, though, I would go through that budget like crazy. So within that budget, I then use that for airtime. So you purchase airtime. And it's funny because so many people contact me going, look, let me be your co-host. And it would be nice to have a co-host, but I already have in mind who I want to be my co-host. And, if I was going to have a co-host, I already have who I want in mind. So nobody needs to ask out there. All right. And, can you guys imagine two Dahlias? Right? You know, or a guy. Man, if there was a guy on my show with me, everyone would like the guy more, and they'd be like, hey, get rid of Dahlia. So I got to be very careful coming up with a co-host. I got to be very careful. But so you purchase airtime. Then all of a sudden you find a demographic, a market. Other radio stations go, no, wait a second. We could use this. We could sell advertising. So radio stations that can sell advertising will say, you know what? I think we need the show. And then, it slowly happens to where you grow and grow, where you aren't paying, and, affiliates want to play the show, and then there's advertisers, et cetera. And it's a very long, multiple year process. what a lot of other people do is they go and they get a bachelor's degree, maybe in broadcasting, communications, journalism, et cetera, sometimes like liberal arts, et cetera, and they start working in a radio station. And maybe they'll work, of course, like for an FM. You know, usually FM, there's a lot more FM stations than AM, you know, because of the rock and the music, et cetera. And then they take over, and then they cover. You have to be willing to cover on nights and weekends. Okay, for those people willing to cover nights and weekends, it works. And you have to be kind of willing to not make a lot of money. All right, from what I'm reading here from study.com, how to become a radio talk show host career roadmap, they say the salary, the mean salary, was $40,000 a year for a radio talk show host. $40,000 a year. So, you know, if you're getting a degree in broadcasting and communications and journalism, you know, what I would do is I wouldn't just put all my eggs in one basket. Now, there's two schools of thought to do this, as with any job. You know, one is you want to cover your bases, right? And you want to do a little bit here, a little bit here, amass all this experience, amass a CV or a resume that shows that you've done all sorts of things, such that when you figure out what you really, really want, now you're like, look, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this. This is what I want to do. But, however, there's other people that are like, look, I just dedicated to this. This is all I'm going to do. And even if I have to do it for free, I will be here at night to help you. I'm going to come in at night for free to help you. And sometimes that person on the mic is like, you know what, come on air with me. Come on air. And so, you know, then you have other people that just go, you know, no matter what, that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to sweep the Broadway stage until finally somebody notices me. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, when I first went into radio, I had asked a very, very popular radio host, you know, should I go to broadcasting school? And they recommended, you know, with where I was in communications, probably not. I didn't have to. Do I think it would help? Absolutely. I think a communications degree would be awesome. So, to answer your question for your son, he needs to decide why he wants to do it. All right. Does he want to do it because he wants to become popular? Does he want to become famous? There's other ways to do it that may be a little easier than becoming a radio host. Nobody knows who you are because they only listen to your voice. They don't know what you look like. Yeah, they could look you up, but, you know, you put up a Photoshopped picture that's, what, 10 years old? So you're walking around, you know, nobody knows who you are. But then on the other hand, that's kind of nice. You know, I could walk around without makeup. And I could be in my pajamas at Walmart and nobody knows who I am. And that's kind of nice, except if people recognize me from TV. So I would recommend have him intern, you know, during the summer at a radio station, see if he likes it, and get advice from them on what he needs to do to get into a career as that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. So soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And again, we really do appreciate you tuning in. All right, so what is this magnetic robot that can help perform colonoscopies? Okay, I don't want humans being there, let alone robots. They say in the future, according to an article out of Life Science, robots may perform your colonoscopy. Scientists have developed a robot that could perform a complex colonoscopy maneuver when they experimented in pigs. Now, what is a colonoscopy? Colonoscopy is a scope. I think there's like a fiber optic lens. There's a light. There's a little trocar there for them to be able to put a little tool in to pull up a polyp, be able to cut a polyp out, be able to cauterize the base. I mean, these colonoscopies could do everything. I mean, I would like a colonoscopy to clean my kid's room. I mean, there's so much you can do, right? You know, you have burn this, take, you know, pick up that dirty underwear and take it over to the washing machine. So there's a lot that this colonoscopy could do. And it's one of, it is now a recommended test for anybody over the age of 50, or if there's a family history of colon cancer, to start 10 years before that family member was diagnosed with colon cancer. So if you have a family member who was 45 when they were diagnosed with colon cancer, you probably need to start getting, you know, scoped in your 30s. I mean, that's how much we trust these. It's rare to get colon cancer, you know, below 50, but it could happen. Now, Dr. Keith Opstein, the lead author of a new report on the robot and an associate professor of medicine at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Tennessee, said the researchers hope to test the robot in humans by the end of 2018. So, I mean, again, you're already trusting a scope being in there. I mean, I guess. Apparently, Digestive Disease Week is this week, and there was a scientific meeting focused on digestive diseases. And many people don't want to go for colonoscopies because they're worried about the side effects. And one big side effect that we worry about is perforation. I have never seen that happen with any of my patients. I have heard of it happening in my town, where the scope, as it passes, it goes through the wall of the colon. It's rare, but it has happened. Luckily, none of my patients have ever had that. You know, I used a Dr. Yakov Shabashnikov for years with my patients, and they did so well with him that I just kept referring to him. He was excellent. There's a lot of good GI doctors in town. But, you know, I felt my patients were safe. I felt the procedure was safe, and I've had two or three colonoscopies myself. By Dr. Shabashnikov. So I trust him. I don't know if I trust a robot. But what's really nice about the colonoscopy is if you have a precancerous tumor, it could take it out. Now, mind you, right, there could be some risks with that as well. What if there is a vessel that's feeding that precancerous polyp? Or if you have early cancer, you could have a lot of bleeding sometimes when that happens. So there's a lot of things that we have to take into account when we do your colonoscopy. We have snares, clips, etc. So, you know, the snare grabs the polyp, you know, grabs it so we could, you know, take it off. And, you know, so the robotic version, they say, involves two magnetic components, an internal capsule, which has both a camera and a tail, through which doctors can use tools, and an external robotic arm. The robotic arm moves around the body. It does not touch the skin. And in doing so, it magnetically pulls the internal capsule through the colon. So it pulls the colonoscope through the colon rather than we pushing it forward from behind. Because that's how we have to do it. We have to advance the scope. Now, you're asleep during all this because your smooth muscle within your colon starts to tighten and cramp, etc. So it can be very uncomfortable. So we have you asleep and we use propofol to put you to sleep while we do this. And so as we pass and advance the scope, we have to make certain turns. So they're hoping that these could be done using this quote-unquote robotic, external robotic arm that has a magnet. So they say here, the colonoscope is pushed from behind. The front of the device can sometimes get stuck. When this happens, the clinician continues to push, causing the tube to form loops that can distort the colon. By pulling the colonoscope along avoids this issue. Now, usually, if we feel resistance, you pull back. You don't keep pushing forward. We pull back, and then sometimes we try to redirect. Dr. Opstein and his team also programmed the robotic arm to autonomously perform a complex maneuver in the colon called retroflexion. Now, we retroflex, we do this, when we want to look at the rectal area and look for internal hemorrhoids, etc. When you go in, you're just looking forward. So what we do, it's really, really cool. We take the scope, and we basically do a little mini U-turn so we could look down. We call that retroflexing. And then we turn it around, and we could see where the scope entered and everything around the scope within the rectum. So that's where we could see hemorrhoids. That's where we could see rectal masses. So we retroflex. So that's something any robotic arm has to be able to do. So he and his team programmed the robotic arm to do this, which is very complex. During the maneuver, the colonoscope is turned around so the clinician can get a reverse view of the colon.
The robotic arm successfully performed retroflexion 30 times in a pig colon, meaning it has the capacity to do these complex procedures. If doctors can someday use the robotic system in humans, it could free up the clinicians to spend more time looking at the colon, searching for abnormalities, because they wouldn't have to also maneuver the colonoscope. You know, it's very interesting. Those of us that have done these, you have no problem advancing the scope while looking. You know, in fact, I actually prefer it because then I know where I'm at. You know, one thing I learned when I was doing obstetrics in my training is I didn't like looking at somebody else's ultrasound of the baby. I wanted to ultrasound myself. I got a better idea of where the head was, what was going on, if I got to do my own ultrasound. It really bothered me looking at somebody else's pictures. So same thing. When I'm advancing a scope, I know where I'm at. There's markings on the scope. You know how far you're in. You know based on where, you know, you've been watching the pattern. So for me, I'm a little bit more hands-on. I would probably want my hands on the scope, advancing it. Many of you guys are concerned about the prep. You say you don't want to be up all night pooping. Listen, I'm always in the bathroom, and I got to tell you, with both times I've done the prep, I swear I've done it three times, but at least both times I remember, I was in bed by 10. You know, what makes the prep easier, guys, is having no dairy and, you know, maybe starting to cut back on your food 2 days before. Usually there's no food the day before because you're on just clear liquids and broth and Jell-O, etc. But if you kind of start 2 days before, it even makes it easier. And the cleanse is good. Some of you have failed your cleanse. And you told me that you took off work, you did the cleanse, you got in there, you were, you know, propofol'd, or you were given the medication to put you to sleep. Then your medical provider goes in, takes a look, and goes, no, I can't see, there's too much stool. And you didn't do the prep right. That is frustrating, which is another reason why many people don't want to do a colonoscopy. And listen, you have to do it right. And you know what? Equipping weenies. Nobody wants colon cancer. So how else are we going to find colon cancer? How else are we going, you know, there's no x-ray. Yeah, we have these CAT scans that we could use, these virtual colonoscopies that, you know, kind of make a little bit of a cartoon based on images of what they see, you know, going, you know, from the outside of the colon. But in order to find these polyps and take these polyps so they don't ever turn to cancer, you know, and these, you have these hyperplastic polyps and you have these adenomas. Some of the adenomas, whether they're tubuloadenomas, tubulovillous or villous, a villous adenoma, that's some scary stuff. You have a villous adenoma, that's a very, very precancerous sort of lesion. And so we don't pick that up on a CT scan. We have to go in with a scope. And everybody's so big of, you know, they're, you know, such weenies about it when they don't want to get these done. And it's like, look, people, come on. And then, of course, I've had patients that tell me, look, Dr. Dahlia, I would rather get the cancer than get a colonoscopy. I go, are you kidding me? Really? You would rather get the cancer? Okay, that's stupid. I don't know, if I get the cancer, I don't want anything done. You know, you doctors do too much. I go, okay, if you have cancer in the colon, you may not be able to poop. And then we have to cut out that part of the colon, right? Maybe attach a bag so you can, you know, empty your bowels. I mean, you're saying you would rather go through that than a simple screening test to look at the scope. And I look through the scope, and mind you, I understand there are risks. And people don't want to be healthy going in to get a test where there's risks. I get that. But if you definitely have family history, or if you eat meat and crap food like you've been eating, you know, in this part of the world, I would say you are at high risk. If you smoke, you're also at high risk. If you've ever had blood in the stool, you need to get this kind of thing checked. If you don't have regular bowel movements, if you don't eat enough fiber, I would really, really consider sitting down with your medical provider and talking about a colonoscopy. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have a good-sized measles outbreak going on now. And we don't know what's going on. I think we do know what's going on with Minnesota. But Minnesota right now has about, I believe, 50 cases right now of people with measles. As of just a couple days ago, Minnesota Department of Health had confirmed 48 measles cases, 46 of them in children under age 10. 45 of the confirmed cases are in Hennepin County, which is, I believe, where GCN Network is, and 41 cases involve Somali Minnesotans. State health experts say Somali parents have been given bad information about vaccines and wrongly associate the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine with autism. According to the Department of Health, 45 of the cases are unvaccinated patients. So 45 of the 46 cases. While two patients had two doses of the MMR vaccine and one patient only had one dose. According to Minnesota Health Commissioner Dr. Ed Erlinger, said unfortunately the Minnesota Somali community has been targeted with misinformation about vaccine risks, says we're partnering with Somali community leaders and healthcare providers to counteract that misinformation. They say Minnesota is home to 25,000 Somali immigrants, the vast majority of whom live in Minneapolis and its suburbs. As a result of the outbreak, healthcare systems, they said, have announced precautionary restrictions on hospital visits. Alina Health, which operates 13 hospitals and clinics in the state, has said children under the age of 5 were asked not to visit patients in the hospital, and people who are sick should also refrain from visiting patients. Now, when do you get vaccinated for MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella? Well, usually we start vaccinating you at about a year, so at about 12 to 15 months old. You know, and then we give you a booster at 4 years old. Now, the Minnesota Department of Health recommends that all children 12 months or older and adults born in 1957 or later who have not received the MMR vaccine or have had measles get the first dose as soon as possible. But we don't give it to you if you're under 12 months old. In the early 1950s, a lot of people got measles. So many of them already are immune. But after 57, when the vaccine came out, and I believe mass vaccination started in the 60s, they recommend if you were born after 1957, you've never had the measles to get the shot. The department also recommends that all Somali Minnesotan children statewide who received their first dose of the vaccine at least 28 days ago should also get their second dose as soon as possible. Now, News 9 in Minneapolis does a piece on, you know, can the measles vaccine cause autism? And, I this is something that the media has tried to help. This is where the media has been pretty good in terms of, you know, trying to teach people, you know, about vaccines. And we do not believe that the MMR vaccine causes autism. However, there's a lot of fear going on out there. And I, as a medical provider, need to appreciate the fear that's going on and understand what is concerning parents so that we could address it properly. We don't want populations of unvaccinated kids that are getting sick. We don't want that because the kids can't choose. It's the parents that choose whether they're vaccinated or not. However, there are numerous stories out there of parents claiming that their child was normal before they got a shot. And as a new parent, that has got to scare the daylights out of them. I mean, it scared me. I mean, I'll be very, very honest. I vaccinated my kids. Absolutely, I made sure my kids got vaccinated. But, you know, when I had kids, we were right coming out of the 90s, because my first one was born in the year 2000, when SIDS was scaring the hell out of people. And SIDS, where you have sudden infant death syndrome, never was linked to vaccines. Never. But young parents were talking, and they were like, well, if we're seeing increases in SIDS at the 2-4-6 month mark, and vaccines are given at the 2-4-6 month mark, 9 month, etc., could we be possibly looking at a connection? They never found a connection, okay? And so, and you know, what I did is when my child got the vaccine, I made sure, and we don't do this anymore. We don't recommend the child sleep with you, but I had that child sleep with me. I was up all night watching them. And, you know, as a new parent, you get scared. I'm pro-vaccine. I've always been pro-vaccine. I get my flu shot every year. I you can't find a more pro-vaccine person out there, but I would not help people. And I can't help patients if I approach their concerns as you're crazy, you're listening to too many celebrities, and then they're not going to open up, and they're not going to want to talk about what their concerns are. Why are they concerned? Now, mind you, are vaccines 100% safe? No, of course not. Vaccines aren't 100% safe. Nothing is 100% safe, but the majority of we're talking 99.999999% safe. So is there that small 0.0001% chance that something could happen to your child? You know, even the CDC or even the, you know, manufacturing companies, you know, say, look, you know, there could be side effects. But we don't see them. You know, we don't hear of them. Now, you have the media involved. And so some people claim that the media hushes that there are stories out there that we don't hear from the media. So what do you do as a parent? You're scared. Now, when somebody is a quote-unquote anti-vaxxer, you know, what are they thinking? What is going on in their head? And you have to understand, otherwise, you know, nobody's going to be able to talk and figure this problem out. And what anti-vaxxers are concerned about is there is a potential or a propensity for media to not cover, you know, those cases. And mind you, if we don't have any scientific proof, they can't. I mean, a news outlet can't say, this mom says this kid got autism from the vaccine. You know, it's you know, a news outlet can't do that. All right. You know, however, you have parents that say, look at my child. My child's acting normally. And then all of a sudden, they're having communication issues. And many of those cases were diagnosed by their medical provider as, look, you know, we can't identify autism until they're closer to two, even though we really can identify it sooner. So some parents are being told, nope, your child always had it. You're just thinking they acted more normal because, or acting less affected because the baby was, you know, not eliciting their communication skills yet. So we have a lot of anti-vaxxers who are concerned that there might have been an issue with their child, and they can't get anybody to study it or you know, back them up or look into it. And that's very frustrating for them. Manufacturing companies, from what I understand, the government is supposed to look at every single quote-unquote side effect, all right? But another concern that many people have is, what if some anti-vaxxers are correct about some of their concerns with vaccines? Let's say, you know, for a very, very rare subset of the population, there could be an issue with the vaccine. America does not want an unvaccinated population, all right? And mind you, I am pro-vaccine, right? But the hysteria that could ensue if somebody is told that this happened to their child and it could happen to your child, nobody. I mean, look how fast things spread and things ignite. So I, even though I'm pro-vaccine, I wouldn't be surprised that there is a very, very diligent, restrictive process when it comes to media attention of side effects of these vaccines. I don't want to say it's hush-hush or kept from the public, but I really do believe that there are certain data sets out there, right? And because any medication has a side effect. Everything has a side effect. Working out has a side effect. There could be an adverse outcome for anything. Taking a vitamin can. The problem is we're talking about our kids here. So the debate will always ensue. And like I said, I appreciate both sides of the debate because, you know, when you have your child that's healthy and you are about to inject something into that child, even though it's for their good, and that's what vaccines do, and that's why we've combated so many childhood illnesses, because we have vaccines. As a parent, sometimes your instinct kicks in and goes, whoa, 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 whoa. You're about to put something into my baby, and my baby's fine. So, you know, don't call those parents crazy. Right? We need to sit down and have discussions and you know, take it one step at a time because it's frightening. Unfortunately, though, we have this huge measles outbreak, and they say it's due to poor education of parents. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLIE, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you guys for all the messages and for all the notes on social media. I really do appreciate it. We will try to get to all your emails and all your concerns, but I also want to get to some more medical news. So, going gray or going bald, scientists have discovered why. They have not only identified the cells that directly give rise to hair, but they also revealed the mechanism within these cells that cause our hair to turn gray. They say to reach these findings, the scientists had to peer deeply into the follicular niche, which is a murky place where the stem cells or the progenitor cells and the melanocytes do whatever that is they do to make our nice, richly pigmented hair. And so they explored the hair matrix. And it was actually, I believe, a cancer research project going on at UT Southwestern Medical Center. Specifically, the scientists were studying a disorder called neurofibromatosis type 1, which is a rare genetic disease that causes tumors to grow on nerves. Although this project was started in an effort to understand how certain kinds of tumors form, according to Dr. Lee, we ended up learning why hair turns gray and discovering the identity of the cell that directly gives rise to hair. With this knowledge, we hope in the future to create a topical compound or to safely deliver the necessary gene to hair follicles to correct these cosmetic problems. Yeah, I do not want to lose any more hair. I'm losing hair where I don't want to, and I'm gaining hair where I don't want to. So come up with a pill for that, please. So they say details of the research appeared a few days ago in the journal Genes and Development in an article entitled Identification of Hair Shaft Progenitors That Create a Niche for Hair Pigmentation. Yeah, say that three times fast. According to this article, the UT Southwestern team sought to better understand the identities of progenitor cells in the matrix and the mechanisms on how they kind of regulate the shaft. So they found that follicular epithelial cells express transcription factor, write this down because I'm going to quiz you on it, KROX20. And depletion of KROX20 lineage cells results in an arrest of hair growth, confirming the critical role of KROX20 plus cells as antecedents of structural cells found in hair. Do you guys understand any of this? I don't. Okay, this is so over my head. All right. I know that was like one whole sentence. Essentially, the researchers found in skin cells that become the hair shaft that this KROX20, a protein is associated with nerve development, is expressed. And the hair precursor or progenitor cells then produce a protein called stem cell factor. This still hasn't clarified it for me one bit. I'm trying to pretend I understand, but I don't. Expression of SCF, stem cell factor, by these cells is necessary for the maintenance of differentiated melanocytes for hair pigmentation. Okay, so I guess that's how they figure out if we're going to be blonde or brunette or whatever. And then when this gene in the hair progenitor cells was deleted in the mouse models, the animal's hair turned white. When those KROX20 producing cells were depleted, no hair grew and the mice became bald. So they figured out, right, where the hair gets its color. I mean, we know melanocytes, but what causes the expression of the melanin kicking in, and where we can kick in the hair growth. Now, they say scientists already knew that stem cells contained in a bulge area of hair follicles that were involved in making hair, and that they knew that gene was important for the pigment, but they did not know what happens after those stem cells move down to the base or the bulb of hair follicles. Now, I want everybody to pull out one of the hairs. You see that bulb? I know, ow. See that little bulb on the... Nobody pulled out their hair. You guys don't even listen to me. I told you guys to pull out one little single hair. Okay, well, when you guys decide to listen to me, pull it out, and you're going to see a little tiny baby bulb at the bottom. If you pulled it out, don't break off the hair. You have to actually pull out one full hair with the little bulb. And that bulb is where they're talking about has all this juicy stuff. So, very, very cool. So, I don't like a light bulb, right? So, good for UT Southwestern researchers. Just do something because I'm tired of going gray, and I am tired of losing hair. This is interesting. A few days ago, we heard that 7,000 coffins lie beneath a 10-acre patch of undeveloped land on the campus of the University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson. The people buried in those coffins lived and died at what was once known as the Mississippi State, quote, lunatic asylum. It was opened in 1855, operated until 1935, and the asylum housed about 35,000 patients over the course of 8 decades, according to Molly Zuckerman, associate professor at Mississippi State University. Many of them had been institutionalized for depression, schizophrenia, and some other mental illness at a time when those afflictions had carried a deep stigma. Some were sent there against their wishes by their spouses or families, others because they suffered chronic illnesses and their relatives couldn't support them at their homes. If they died and their bodies went unclaimed, They were buried on the property. They say the state has long known about the existence of the cemetery because of hand-drawn maps from the 19th century. But the first coffin was not found until a few years ago, when a crew working on a new parking garage discovered a pine coffin and bone fragments. The following year, 65 more coffins were unearthed. The remains of the 66 were exhumed and stored in acid-free containers 2 hours north of an archaeological center at Mississippi State University. So, from 2013 to 2015, surveys and radar detection uncovered the possibility of between 5,000 and 7,000 more coffins. They say, but how will the remains be exhumed? So rather than rebury the coffin somewhere else with little, you know, they say with little acknowledgement of the institution's past, officials have proposed building a memorial and a visitor center on the hospital's property. The remains would be stored safely in acid-free containers for examination by researchers who could potentially learn more about the way mentally ill were treated more than a century ago. Members of the public could learn more about the asylum's history and see if their loved one was possibly one of the thousands who had been buried on site. The only thing is, it's going to cost a lot of money. According to the director of Hospital Center for Bioethics and Medical Humanities, Ralph Didlake, says it's going to cost about $4 million to exhume the remains and start cataloging them. It's unclear how much the entire project would require since a visitor center and memorial site haven't been designed yet. So, it does honor the history of this marginalized group of people, but it's also expensive. They say it could cost about $3,000 to exhume and rebury each set of remains. That could easily soar up to $20 million. Personally, I don't like the idea of exhuming bodies. I don't like that. You know, once you're buried, you know, rest in peace. But, it would be interesting to know how they did. I don't understand. We're only talking 1855 to 1935. There's books around talking about how they treated them, unless there was a lot of hidden things that happened. And if they did see trauma, if they did see, you know, it does kind of open up our eyes on what happened in the past. So it's tough. It was insane asylums were unfortunately, as we've seen in movies, not the place you wanted to go, even if you were sick. You were restrained, possibly abused. You know, if you were healthy and you claimed that, you know, you were, and for some reason you were stuck there, you were imprisoned, and it was not a good thing. And these quote unquote insane asylums were, you know, society's only way to segregate those that had severe issues and severe mental illness from the regular population. They couldn't put them in jail. They didn't know how to deal. Jails had their own protocol. They had their own, you know, issues. They also, you know, many of us, you know, I don't understand why, you know, jails weren't more of a, you know, holding area, you know, for people with mental disabilities, et cetera, or issues. Because if somebody, let's say, kept, you know, screaming and yelling and, saying something to another cellmate, there was the possibility that it could be, quote-unquote, infectious in a way where then cellmates could start eliciting the same behavior. So they wanted to separate it. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.